When a person marries on the basis of appearance or personality or status of the partner, the door is open for trouble. The person who is seeking security in a marriage had better be sure that God is in first place. Do not ignore God's command and become unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Have you thought about God's concern for animals? The Bible says the young lions look to Him for their food, and that He feeds the birds of the air. It instructs us not to plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together, nor to muzzle the ox as it treads the grain on the threshing floor. And yet, it says those principles were not given for the care of animals alone, but as guidelines for us. You see, we are of much more value to God than any of the animals, and God uses those rules for the care of animals to teach us of His care of us. Think of the prohibition against yoking an ox and a donkey together, for instance. Now, why is that forbidden? Well, the ox and the donkey are of different size and gait, and it'd work a hardship on both of them to labor under the same yoke. So the prohibition is made for the protection of each animal. But apply that same principle to Bible teaching concerning human relationships. God says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Why? There's a difference in lifestyles, in goals, in motivations, and in the sense of right and wrong. The prophet Amos asked, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" And the answer is an obvious no, certainly not. Two persons as different as a Christian and a non-Christian will have difficulty in their relationships as partners in marriage. And yet, there are many of God's people who are trying to have a happy marriage with a partner who does not share their faith in God. When a Christian is married to a non-Christian, they are in a mixed marriage, and that is the unequal yoke which the Bible forbids. So, what is a Christian to do in such a relationship? In answer to that question, I propose to discuss the subject, managing a mixed marriage, and invite you to study this delicate and very important issue with me. We will discuss five elements in our study. 1. Why are so many people in mixed marriages? 2. What do Bible examples teach us of a mixed marriage? 3. Why is a mixed marriage forbidden? 4. What burdens are associated with a mixed marriage? And 5, what should one do who is already in a mixed marriage? Now, the purpose of our study is not to criticize or to condemn, but to offer some constructive guidelines for the Christian who is married to the non-Christian. It might be the Christian will find his or her greatest mission field is right in the family circle. Now, first, why are so many in mixed marriages? Well, I'm sure that many are in a mixed marriage because of willful disobedience to the clear command of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16 sets out this principle, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers." And then it gives several illustrations of the validity of that principle. The Christian and the non-Christian have no more in common than does righteousness and lawlessness. No more than fellowship with light and darkness. No more cord than Christ with Satan. No more agreement than the temple of God has with idols. Now you think about that. What an indictment of carelessness in choosing a partner for marriage. Neither partner should be surprised when problems developed in their marital relationships. They each march to a different drummer. Their inner spirits are so different that they can maintain harmony only with diligent effort and mutual compromise. Now, such compromise might well arouse feelings of anger in each of them. Every marriage faces problems which must be worked through, but the mixed marriage of a Christian and a non-Christian has problems that other marriages do not face. When a person marries on the basis of the appearance or personality or status of the partner, the door is opened for trouble. When a person chooses a partner on the basis of money or position, the door is open for problems. The person who is seeking security in a marriage had better be sure that God is in first place. So do not ignore God's command and become unequally yoked with an unbeliever. But again, there are some in a mixed marriage because he or she thought the other person was a Christian when that was not the case. And that's quite common. Many who claim to be Christians have not been truly born again and become a new person in Christ. And often that is not known by the devout Christian until after the marriage is entered. Now, there is no fault on the part of the Christian in such a case, but it is a warning to the unmarried to be sure about your partner before a definite commitment is made. Occasionally, a person will pretend to get religion just because he or she knows the lack of such a profession would make the Christian draw back from marriage. Such deceit is inexcusable, though it is too late to change after the marriage is consummated. The truth will be revealed, and the pressures on the marriage relationship will be greater, because then the Christian will feel deceived. It is better not to marry than to marry outside the will of God. The devout Christian should pray over whom he or she dates. That's the best way to keep from the heartbreak of a marriage which God does not approve. Prayer will head off many problems that's common in a mixed marriage. But a mixed marriage may result also from one partner becoming a Christian after marriage. Does God recognize the marriage of two non-Christians? Yes, definitely, yes. Marriage is a social and civil contract as well as a spiritual religious covenant. It is best when both partners are Christians before the marriage, but that is often not the case. Now, what does the partner do when he or she is converted to Christ after marriage? A solemn resolve should be made to continue in the marriage and to lead that other partner to faith in Jesus Christ. That problem was very common in the early years of the Christian faith. Paul discussed it in great detail in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. He says that the Christian partner is not to divorce the non-Christian on the basis of his or her conversion to Christ. If the non-Christian is content to live with the Christian, the marriage should be intact. But if the non-Christian is not content to live with the Christian and deserts the marriage, the Christian brother or sister is not under bondage, that is, tied to the marriage, in such a case. The Christian should make every effort to keep the marriage intact while remaining faithful to Christ. He or she must not deny the Lord just to satisfy a non-Christian partner. God gave marriage for our good and for His glory, and the only marriage that will meet those goals is a marriage that is joined by mutual faith in Him. Father, what a blessed event when a Christian man and a Christian woman are joined in holy matrimony. Thank You for designing the marriage union. Help us to make our marriage reflect the relationship of Christ and His church by mutual love and self-giving for the sake of the other. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.